Now, there might be some good news in the air with plans recently published for the redevelopment of Balbriggan Harbour in North Dublin. Hugh Oram tells us what's afoot.
Out of all the harbours along the east coast, Balbriggan must surely be the most run down and neglected, but all that is about to change. The town is due to be transformed with a rejuvenation plan costed at over 20 million euro. The plans include a new river park beside the River Bracken, a completely redeveloped harbour with a marina, as well as a greenway. A Balbriggan leadership group was developed last year under Professor Brian McCraith of Dublin City University to prepare the development plans for the town. He says that in a few years' time, the centre of the town will have been completely transformed, with public amenities flowing from the River Bracken and the Mill Pond Park through Quay Street down to a completely reimagined harbour, which will be the envy of the country. He adds that the whole initiative is about creating an ambitious and prosperous future for Balbriggan that builds upon its strong points, including its location and its fabulous sandy beach, framed on the southern end by the harbour and on its northern side by a Martello Tower. Balbriggan has grown substantially in the past few years, but its facilities and amenities just haven't kept pace. Its population is now around 25,000, an increase of nearly 200% over the past 30 years. It has another priceless asset as well. The average age of its population is just under 31, compared to the national average of 38. And nearly a third of the town's residents were born outside Ireland, a figure that's far higher than the national average of 13%. As for the harbour, it dates back to the 18th century. It's a small artificial harbour that dries out largely to mud beyond the head of the pier. The surrounding bay is very shallow, for 800 metres out to sea, which means that the harbour is only suitable for boats that can take to the hard. When I was in Balbriggan the other day, the harbour had about 20 trawlers beached, as well as a number of pleasure craft. Fish and bait were on sale, but the whole harbour has a strong whiff of years of long neglect. Development work on the harbour began in the 18th century, propelled by the fact that there was no safe refuge for boats along the east coast, all the way between Carlingford and Dublin Bay. Work began in 1762 on the South Pier, and within a year of its completion, over 80 vessels had sought refuge there. The building of the new pier also brought a lot of maritime trade to the town, but it still didn't provide enough protection, so work on the smaller North Pier began in 1826, and once that was completed, that formed the basis of the present-day dilapidated harbour. At the end of the South Pier, a lighthouse was built in 1769, and this is the second oldest lighthouse in Ireland after Hook Head. The lighthouse at the mouth of Balbriggan Harbour had another distinction. The first lighthouse keeper was a local Church of Ireland clergyman, the Reverend George Hamilton, who did the job for 30 years. Another well-known feature of Balbriggan, close to the harbour, is the 11-arch railway bridge. The railway line from Dublin to Belfast was opened in May 1844, so Balbriggan has been served by trains for the past 175 years. And beneath one of the arches of that viaduct is another Balbriggan curiosity, one of the two former lifeboat stations in the town, both built in 1889 in response to various nearby shipwrecks. While the harbour area and Balbriggan is in such poor condition, the fervent hope within the town is that all the amenities promised in the new plan will be put in place. Local people don't want to see a repetition of the plan for a new deep water port at Braemar, which is just north of Balbriggan. Around 15 years ago, the plans for Braemar created great excitement, with a vision for a new deep water terminal that could serve both Drogheda Port and Dublin Port. But those plans never came to fruition, and last year Drogheda Port sold off its share in Braemar. Today, Drogheda Port is putting the finishing touches to its master plan, which will extend up to 2050 and include the further relocation of port services from the quays in Drogheda to further down the Boyne estuary. Neither does Dublin Port, once slated to be a prime user of the Braemar deep water facilities, have any current plans to expand outside the present port area, despite the 25% growth in volumes over the past 4 years. Its master plan envisages working on a higher than anticipated volume growth every year up to 2040, but nowhere does Braemar fit into those plans. So the residents and harbour users of Balbriggan are hoping fervently that the plans for the harbour area in the town will come to fruition, unlike the failed aspirations of the Braemar Deepwater Port plan.
Hugh Oram.